From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Cuban President Fidel Castro to visit St. Lucia next month. Election campaigning picks up in Grenada and Barbados. And Guyana's police chief appeals for real help, not, as he says, lip service. I am Keith Stone-Graves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. St. Lucia's Prime Minister Kenny Anthony says the Cuban President Fidel Castro will pay an official visit to the island next month. In his New Year's Day message, he said the Cuban leader will be among two distinguished Caribbean heads to visit Castries this year. Last year, Dr. Castro visited several regional countries, including Jamaica, Barbados, and Grenada. From the St. Lucian capital, Pete Ninval has more.
It will be President Castro's first visit to St. Lucia. And although Prime Minister Dr. Kenny Anthony did not give a time frame for the visit, sources close to his office indicate that President Castro could be here for independence celebrations next month. The sources indicate that Prime Minister Anthony is likely to pay a visit to Cuba before Mr. Castro arrives here, but this has not been confirmed. Dr. Anthony told The Nation the visit here by President Castro will deepen the close ties that exist between Cuba and the Caribbean. President Castro has already paid visits to Jamaica, Barbados, and Grenada, and was expected to visit St. Lucia last year, while South African President Nelson Mandela was present for activities here marking the 25th anniversary of CARICOM. But officials here indicated there were some difficulties associated with the arrangements. St. Lucia's Prime Minister Dr. Kenny Anthony says Cuba has been of immense help to St. Lucia, particularly in providing scholarships to young St. Lucians. He disclosed that 90 St. Lucians are currently studying in Cuba. In addition to President Castro, St. Lucia will also be visited this year by the President of Haiti, Mr. René Préval. This is Pete Ninval in Castries, St. Lucia for BBC Caribbean Report.
Meanwhile, in Cuba, the celebrations are continuing to mark the 40th anniversary of the revolution. Cubans have also been honoring President Castro, the man who changed the face of the island, which is now the last communist state in the Western Hemisphere. Since 1959, Cuba and the United States have had strained relations, with a U.S. trade embargo in effect. In the first of a series of special reports this week on Cuba, the BBC's Tom Gibb takes us to one place where the relationship with the U.S. has remained unchanged.
Cuban soldiers watch through a telescope from a concrete bunker as U.S. troops across the lines practice firing mortars. This is one of the last Cold War frontiers. Just down the hill, barbed wire and minefields divide Cuban and U.S. watchtowers. Captain Lovina from the Cuban Army spends much of his time watching.
We have to make sure no one comes out and that no Cubans try to break in from this side. Imagine how we feel about the base. Part of our national territory has been usurped.
The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, featuring Kevin Eubanks of the Tonight Show Band.
In the nearby Cuban town of Guantanamo, the U.S. Armed Forces television channel comes across loud and clear. Before Fidel Castro's revolution, the base employed several thousand people from here. Most lost their jobs during the first Cold War tensions, but incredibly, a few, like Selvin Butler Fairweather, were kept on. Through the last four decades of conflict, he's travelled in a special bus from his home in communist Cuba, through the frontier post to the naval base of his country's greatest enemy.
I started work on the naval base as a firefighter. I'm now in a supply department of the U.S. Navy. They're Americans and we're Cubans, you know? So their culture is different.
Like many in Guantanamo, Selvin Butler is of Jamaican origin. The Cuban Army's Frontier Battalion was set up to confront the U.S. troops in the base, but this decade it spent more time stopping Cubans trying to get into Guantanamo, as thousands did in 1995. It's now one of the few areas of formal cooperation between the two countries. Tension has diminished to the extent that the Cubans are expanding tourist facilities around the base. A restaurant is being built on a lookout high above it. But there's a limit to cooperation. Colonel Gramalier Crespo, in charge of the Cuban Frontier Battalion.
De entendimiento entre ellos y nosotros, de que haya menos...
We have